Well, just the kind of story that our friend, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw, doesn't like to have happen or to even be dragged into or talk about. But he's kind enough to join us to talk about what happened with our former Detroit police chief choosing Belle Isle, for whatever reason, to make his announcement officially that he was going to run for governor of the great state of Michigan. Then all hell broke out, and, well, there's a lot of finger-pointing and a he said, she said. We wanted to give the Michigan State Police a chance to give their side of the story, and no one better than Lieutenant Mike Shaw to do that. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm unfortunately in this country used to this sort of thing. One side deciding that the other side can not only have a varying view or a different opinion, but should not be allowed to voice it.
So that is a tricky part for all of us that we see. Society today is a little bit angry. We see it on our roadways. We see it in, you know, violent events in our city, and now we're seeing it a little bit in our politics. It kind of puts our men and women of the Michigan State Police in a tough spot. You know, you're trying to make sure that everybody's, you know, constitutional rights are guaranteed. Unfortunately, our founding fathers didn't know that we were going to get so rude these days, but there's no law against it. So for our involvement there on the island, we don't really do anything as far as park permits or anything like that. That's all handled through DNR. Part of that process is what the person wants, and, you know, they ask for security, non-security, do they want to serve alcohol, not have alcohol, all that kind of stuff is all through DNR. If there's any violations of those permits, usually a park ranger will go out there and check it. As far as us being involved, we got our first 911 call when somebody called us and said there was about 250 defund the police protesters standing on the island. For us, that's not unusual. We get protests on the island all the time. Usually our first goal is to go out there and try to assess the situation. People have a lot of trouble with crowd sizes. So usually 250, if somebody says that, you're probably looking at maybe 50 or less. And when our sergeant went out there to assess the situation, he ran across about 20 protesters or so holding some signs over by the Scout Fountain. They weren't violating any laws. They weren't blocking any streets. They weren't doing anything at all. So we did not make contact with them because they weren't violating the law.
Yeah, everyone has a right to protest. Yep. That's as strong a right as Absolutely. Your right to speak and be heard.
Yep.
But the picture on the front page of the Detroit News, at least, shows protesters within, frankly, striking distance, punching distance of Chief Craig. I would have thought that somebody, DNR, State Police, somebody would have stepped forward to protect somebody who is exercising their right to free speech.
So they have to break the law, right?
So you have to wait till they punch him.
Yep. So what actually happens is you got to kind of pick a better venue, right? So I kind of got two hats in this. I work with the media all the time, and I also, you know, do law enforcement. So you have to pick your right venue. You also have to provide, if you're not going to have any, you know, security out there, you have to provide that for yourself. So kind of, you know, I get it. I fully understand. Things did not go the way that he had hoped for this event.
Well, it worked out better for him. He got much more attention.
What I won't allow is them to talk about the men and women of the Michigan State Police. Okay. They are very highly trained in what they do. They didn't go out there and say they didn't know what to do. They are out there. They guard the Capitol every day. We have protests around all every place else, and a lot of people don't talk about the role that the Michigan State Police played in protest control in the city of Detroit last summer. So while I get the politics of it, you know, I've been doing this in MSP now for 26 years. I get the politics, but I won't allow anybody to besiege the word of our fine young men and women that work the road here in the Michigan State Police.
You're a great representative of the Michigan State Police, and the Michigan State Police are great protectors of all of us in this great state of Michigan, and we thank them every time we get a chance. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Paul W. Have a great day.
You do the same.